The DM dilemma from Help Me Hank. He wants to know what's up with his girlfriend. Why didn't she help him?
He mentioned casually to her, hey, want to do some cleaning in the apartment this weekend. And she doesn't live with him, but she's over all the time. Basically, every night she's got a lot of her stuff there. And so he just kind of assumed that whenever he mentioned this plan to clean over the weekend, that she would be there for the cleaning. And she had made plans with friends. She was long gone. And he's kind of like, was that wrong of me to expect her to help out?
Yes. It's your apartment. It's your apartment. If I'm dating somebody, that's like the greatest thing ever. Hey, I'm cleaning all weekend. Cool. It's boys' weekend. Fantastic. That's great. 601-995-1017. Brittany wrote on the Facebook page. I kind of took it as maybe she thought, since she doesn't live there, that you have a particular way you do things and she doesn't want to be in the way or be a distraction to what you have going on. Exactly.
And that's exactly how women think. Because I can say, if somebody isn't living in my space and it's mine, even if they are making a mess, I don't want them doing the deep clean because I'm going to have a particular way that I want it done. Serena's saying, yep, you are wrong. You assumed if that's what you wanted, it was as simple as saying, hey, I want to do a deep clean at my place this weekend. I could really use your help.
Jesse, what's your advice?
Well, I don't think he should have cleaned it. He needs to play a little trick I do. I like to hide their stuff when they leave it out. And then when they go look for it, they're like, where's my stuff? I'm like, I don't know. Did you clean? Where'd you put it last?
Wow.
And then they don't know where it's at.
That sounds devious, Jesse. I don't know if I like this.
Jesse, are you...
I have three kids. I hide their shoes and the next room over, I'm like, I told you to get them shoes, didn't I? And I'll hide them.
Are you the main cleaner at your house, Jesse?
Oh, 100%.
When is the last time, Jesse, you hid something from your wife?
Maybe 3 days ago, three, 4 days ago.
What'd you hide?
Some shoes. I hide too.
Just because she left them out?
Yeah. I hide them and go put them where they're supposed to be. And then they're looking for them, and I'm like, you need to look where they're supposed to be. It might be in the closet.
Jesse, I love whenever you call for the DM dilemma, and it always seems like you have such a wholesome relationship, like it's full of love and everything, and just a man and a woman doing everything for each other. So I'm almost glad that you're hiding your wife's shoes to, you know.
Oh, I got even worse with my son. I took his PlayStation one time and told him to clean his room. I hid it back in his room.
Thank you so much for the call, Jesse. 601-995-1017. What's your name?
This is Coach Packer.
Hey, Coach Packer. Good to talk to you. What's your comments on the DM dilemma?
My comment is that he has a girlfriend. If he wanted wife benefits, he should wife her. Help him clean. But he's currently at his girlfriend package. And so the girlfriend package was she made plans for the weekend. Because he didn't communicate clearly. And when you fail to communicate clearly, then you don't get benefits.
I was seeing a lot of comments like that on the Facebook page, too, where they were even saying, maybe that's why she doesn't want to live with you. Like, why isn't she a live-in girlfriend? Is it because maybe you're too messy and she's like, I don't want that burden?
That's good, too.
Hey, Coach Packer, have you ever had, games like that Jesse was just talking about, hiding his wife's shoes? Do you have any games like that you've played with the significant other?
Not with the significant other, but definitely with my kid, moving things around and, you were looking for that? Well, where'd you last do with it? Where is it? Have you found it?
Thank you so much for the call, Coach Packer. It was great meeting you last Friday.
Oh, definitely. Y'all have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye. So I would love to hear if anybody has games that they play with their significant other.
Oh, because it's out there. Every couple has that little thing that they do, Jesse, hiding the stuff exactly where it's supposed to be and be like, did you clean? Maybe you put it away.
Fun little games you play with your spouse. What are they? Did you have one that you thought of specifically, Allison?
Yeah, there's one that it's a game that I play with anyone that I date, and I do it more out of anxiety, but if you take 2 hours to text me back, I'm going to take at least 2 hours to text you back. If you take a whole day to text me back, I'm going to take a whole, I don't want to text back faster than you text back.
601-995-1017. Amy's here. Did you want to tell us about a game you play with your boyfriend?
No, this is not with my boyfriend. This is actually with my boyfriend. I play another game, but with my baby daddy, I play a very specific game that honestly I think is kind of really funny.
Okay.
We don't play it that much anymore, but he was working nights. I was working days. And, you know, let's just say he left his dinner out on the dinner table or, you know, vice versa. Let's just say I left my plate out and I was eating chicken wings. He would sit there and take those chicken wing bones and he would stuff those down into my shoes or he would stuff them down into, like, literally whatever he could. And I would take the chicken bones out of my shoes or whatever, and I'd go stuff it into his pillowcase or underneath the seat in his car, somewhere where it would get smelly and maybe he couldn't find it, something like that.
It's a heck of a game to play. I'm shocked that you guys aren't still together.
No, the heck, we are not together.
What's the game you play with your current boyfriend?
That one's a little bit too deep, but I'll just say that we have a lot of fun. The most thing I can tell you is that, yes, my baby daddy, he is not fun to play with. No.
Does the game you play with your new boyfriend also involve hiding bones places?
No. It's more so like in the bedroom type of things.
Okay, so yes, it does involve hiding bones places.
I guess so.
Thank you, Amy. Appreciate the phone call.